From KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. An iconic bookstore in San Francisco's Fillmore District is on the verge of shutting down. Marcus Bookstore is billed as the oldest black bookstore in the United States. Since 1960, it's hosted a wide array of writers and cultural figures, including James Baldwin, Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, and Malcolm X. Investors recently bought the property in a bankruptcy sale, and unless an 11th-hour solution emerges, owners say they'll be evicted next week. But even though the Bay Area has lost many other well-known bookstores like Stacy's and Cody's, the brick-and-mortar model hasn't died. In fact, it's experiencing a renaissance of sorts. Hutt Landon is executive director of the Northern California Independent Booksellers Association. Mr. Landon, you say that despite what many people might think, what's actually happening with Marcus does not reflect what's happening with independent bookstores in general in the Bay Area.
That's right, Stephanie. In point of fact, most independent bookstores are actually doing quite well right now and have been over the last year or two.
Let's paint a picture of what's happened in San Francisco over the last decade in terms of bookstores. You had some interesting numbers about the big box stores like Borders and Barnes & Noble, those are completely gone, I understand? There's none?
10 years ago, we had about three dozen independent bookstores throughout San Francisco of all sizes and stripes, and we had five chain outlets among Borders and Barnes & Noble. And as of last year, there are 33 independent bookstores, including used bookstores, still in San Francisco, and zero chain stores.
And how have these indie bookstores had to change to meet the times and thrive?
The way they've managed to do it is by adapting to the times, accepting change. Most independent bookstores across the country have very robust websites that on which you can order any book, just like you can on Amazon. You can order ebooks through them. They've had to adapt to the changing world of bookselling, and they have done so. And because of that, they have not only stayed relevant, but they've actually thrived in some instances in these times.
And you say that new stores are opening. What kind of model is succeeding in this climate?
What we're seeing is not only new stores opening, but existing stores opening up new locations. And location is all about being part of a community, a main street, if you will, and finding a lease situation, a landlord that works for you. And I don't know all the details, but I suspect that part of Marcus's challenges have to do with landlords and the owners of the building. And that's definitely an issue in this day and age.
When a bookstore like Marcus closes, one that's been around for decades and has a really loyal following, how does that affect the surrounding community?
You know, it leaves a vacuum. The people at Marcus, the booksellers there, you know those books. And right now, I suspect there isn't any other bookstore that sells the same mix of books, or even close to the same mix of books that Marcus does. Other bookstores, I'm sure, will pick up some of that slack because there are customers, but it's going to impact those customers, at least in the short term, because they won't have anywhere else to get those books and get the knowledge that comes with the books, the recommendations and the experience that those booksellers at Marcus have.
Hutt Landon, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time with us.
Hutt Landon is the executive director of the Northern California Independent Booksellers Association. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.